Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to our second hour of Catholic Answers Live. Cy Kellett here with you for this entire hour. Well, I'll try to stick it out for the whole hour. I'm pretty sure I'll be here. Are you a worrier? Maybe you wish you could turn your worries over to God, but you find yourself struggling to do that or having trouble trusting God. Well, you're not alone. And if you're ready to stop worrying and start living, give us a call, 888-318-7884. That's 888-318-7884. Our guest this hour, Gary Zimak, one of the leading Catholic speakers and authors in the world today. His books include, and this one has really helped a lot of people, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, and now the brand new one, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Gary Zimak, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be here, Cy. Even better to be here in person.
It's so awesome to have you here in person. I know it makes everything go better when you're here in person.
Yeah.
And so I am fascinated by your story. And so maybe we could you're an evangelist.
Right.
That's your primary core mission. But
right.
So much of your message is now about overcoming worry and anxiety and
right.
fear.
Right.
And how did you narrow it down, or what happened to you that it became so focused?
It's amazing, Cy. I've struggled with anxiety from when I was a young child. I mean, it's always been part of my life. I tend to be an anxious person. I tend to be a worrier. And for a number of years, I suffered that way. But my faith was really weak. I went to Mass every week. I went through the motions, checked the box, but never really could say I was friends with Jesus. He mm-hmm. wasn't real to me. But somewhere along the line, the Lord got my attention, and it was through a medical situation. I thought I was dying, which is one way to get somebody's attention, right?
That'll do it.
It's like, okay, Lord, I'm listening now.
Yeah.
And it turned out they never were able to diagnose what was wrong with me. But what happened was I turned to Him finally, and I started really taking my Catholic faith seriously and began to turn to Him and ask for His help, learn more about the teachings of the Church. And Catholic Answers was a big part of my conversion, as was Catholic radio in general. Started to get to know the Lord more, started to go to daily Mass. And even in the midst of what I thought was a medical crisis, I was feeling peace. And I thought, wait a minute, where is this peace coming from? And then the light bulb went off, and I realized, aha, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So once I really got to become friends with Christ, I realized that He could take my anxieties away. I mean, I'm always going to be someone who tends to be anxious.
Right.
But I'm really peaceful right now. And as I started to get to know Christ more, I wanted to share His message. Initially, I was just going to be a regular Catholic evangelist sharing the good news. But the idea came to me, why not talk to the worriers
mm-hmm.
and talk to them about Jesus? And so I've used that as the focus for my work. I evangelize, but I primarily focus on worriers. There's so many people, you know this, who are struggling to find peace in their lives.
Right.
Christ is the answer, but they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around the country, I speak, I write, talking about Jesus Christ and how He has helped me to achieve peace in my life.
888-318-7884 is the number if you would like to speak with Gary Zimak. If you need a little help stopping worrying and starting living, this is the hour for you. 888-318-7884. Do you think there's a particular kind of way in which modern life, the way we live now, is intensifies worry?
I do. I do. I think there is the potential. There's instant access to news,
mm-hmm.
weather reports. I mean, you know, you have serious weather that you can find out. You're always bombarded with it on the internet, tornadoes coming, hurricanes, and people get worried about these things. We are bombarded with information. In a lot of ways, we become really materialistic. I think that's gotten worse. And mm-hmm. the more possessions you have, the more you worry that you're going to lose them. So
yeah.
I think there's a tendency to definitely the way we live has increased this danger to fall victim to becoming worriers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's a challenge. It's a challenge that I still struggle with every day. But I've learned when I begin to feel anxious, I go to the Lord and I ask for his help. And it's amazing what happens. I mean, I'm going to always be a recovering worrier, Si, but it's okay. We'll take it one day at a time.
Right. Your personality doesn't change. You are who you are.
Exactly.
But within that, you can the Lord's peace is available to you.
And I recognize I have that tendency. Mm-hmm. I can think of doomsday scenarios that other people couldn't think of. But by nature, I not only am I an anxious person, but I was a software developer for 30 years too. So I think that way.
Uh-huh.
I learned to anticipate problems. Sometimes my wife will say to me, "How did you ever think of that?"
Yeah.
You know, but that's what happens. But I've learned it's a matter of trust. It's like in your last hour, this abandonment to divine providence. It's so key. It's really about trusting the Lord. Does he love me? And I know he does. So therefore, anything that happens to me that he allows to happen to me can somehow benefit me. And it's just a matter of yielding control to him and saying, "All right, Lord, you got this."
Mm-hmm.
That's where the peace comes from.
888-318-7884 is the number. I want to ask you, before we go to calls, and we will go pretty quickly to calls because the lines have already filled up. But this is 365 daily reflections.
Mm-hmm.
And so are these meant to be – you read them through the year?
Correct.
And so something to meditate on each day that helps you to stop the worrying?
And that was the key. This is the book I always wanted to write. I've written several books about overcoming anxiety, but I always wanted a daily devotional where worriers, people like me, could open up, look at a Bible verse, read a little meditation, pray a prayer. And that's what it takes every day, one day at a time.
Mm-hmm.
And this book has been my most popular book ever because I think people are hungry for that daily dose of reassurance from the Lord. You know, he doesn't want us to worry, Si. He said it numerous times in Scripture. So if he doesn't want us to worry, it must be possible. And I think that's the key message for us to remember. It is possible, but we can't do it without his help.
888-318-7884 is the number. You feel ready to go to calls? Because there's a lot of them here.
I am ready. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go to Mike in Dalton, Ohio, listening on Living Bread Radio. Mike, your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi, guys.
Hey,
great
Mike.
Show. Thanks for taking my call. I'm a recovering worrier, not so recovered, but anyways, my question, and I have a lot of questions about worry, but my main one was pretty specific. Basically, I got a bunch of racehorses. I inherited them from my family, and I love them, but I worry that it's not what God wants for me in my life.
Mm-hmm.
To have a bunch of racehorses because they take a lot of time, they take money. I mean, I'm hoping someday to make money with them, but it's basically a big gamble. And I worry a lot about just does God have, is he definitely making sure that I'm doing his will in my life? You know what I mean?
I do. Mike, that's, I'm going to tell, first of all, I'm going to congratulate you. The fact that you care to do God's will. That's impressive, you know, and that's going to really please him. He wants that. The fact that you care, am I doing God's will? How do you know whether you're doing God's will or not? This is something that I have dealt with. I continue to deal with it almost on a daily basis. I would say spend some time with him every day. Ask him, you know, if you can go to Eucharistic adoration. That's been one of my the most helpful things to me, to spend time with the Lord in his presence. And you get that feeling, Lord, am I doing this? Is this what you want me to do? Make your will obvious to me. It takes time sometimes. In my case, he doesn't give me an answer right away. But ultimately, if the Lord wants you to do something, if he wants you to maybe get rid of some of the racehorses and give more money to the church, he's going to make you aware of this. And the fact that you're having that feeling, he might be saying that. But just see what happens. Continue to ask him and see if that feeling to do this or to do that remains. And he's going to let you know.
Okay, good.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Thank you for that call. Let's take a quick break. I don't think we have time to get a whole call in here before the break. So let's take a break, and we'll come back with more about stopping worrying and starting living with Gary Zimak right here on Catholic Answers Live.
Your number one source for Catholic apologetics and evangelization, Catholic Answers Live.
Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking new resource by apologist Trent Horn. That one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into, or back to, the practice of the Catholic faith. In a series of short, easy-to-read chapters, Trent covers the whole range of common topics, starting with why we believe in anything at all, and answering all the common objections to the Catholic faith, both doctrinal and moral. Don't miss out on the most important, life-changing book to come along in years. Better yet, it's only $3 a copy when you order in bulk. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
The Jewish Sabbath or the Christian Sunday? What exactly is the Lord's Day? This is Tim Staples, and I'll give you the facts you need to know in the next issue of Catholic Answers Magazine. Want to be sure to get your copy? Subscribe right now to the best Catholic apologetics magazine anywhere by calling 888-291-8000 or going to Catholic.com. Jimmy Akin on evaluating claims in the Papal Rumor Net, Carlo Broussard on the likelihood of miracles, plus a very special look back at the history of the modern apologetics movement by our founder, Carl Keating. Just a few of the articles you can look forward to in our next issue. Don't wait another moment to subscribe. Call 888-291-8000 or go to the shop at Catholic.com right now to get subscriptions for yourself and those you love. Share the faith. Defend the faith. Catholic Answers Magazine. From Catholic Answers, the most trusted name in Catholic apologetics.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Stop Worrying, Start Living is the latest book from Gary Zimak. We're lucky enough to have Gary with us here this hour to talk about stopping that worrying and starting living through a relationship with Christ himself, who, as you were saying, doesn't want you to worry. I like to hear you say that. Right. He doesn't want you to worry.
That's right. 1 Corinthians 7:32, I want you to be free from anxieties. The words of St. Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit. You know, I use that in a lot of my talks, though. He doesn't want us to worry. So therefore, it's possible. That's the key.
888-318-7884 is the number. We go now to Jose in Livermore, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Jose, your question for Gary Zimak.
Yes, how are you doing? Good afternoon.
Hi, Jose.
Nice to be on the show. Hi. Basically, my question is, I got your book, Gary, by the way, The Warrior's Guide to the Bible.
Yes.
I got it from my wife. She basically, she's a stressful person already as it is, but unfortunately we've been burdened with a financial situation for quite a few years now. I lost a good job and I've been having difficulties. And I try to have my faith and talk to her how, you know, God opens doors and we've been okay so far, but there's times that it gets to her quite a bit.
Sure.
Is there a prayer? Because I got her your book. And she basically opened up and she said, it's our finances. That's what her issue is. And I always tell her, you got to let go and let God. But my whole thing is like, is there something more I could do or help her out outside of me getting a good job, which I pray for every day?
Great question, Jose. And I can absolutely relate to your situation. Five plus years ago, I got laid off from my job and I was the sole provider for my family. That launched my career into full-time ministry. But I get what it means to really have to trust in the Lord, especially for your finances. It's not easy, but here's the thing. The Lord expects us to do something. He expects us to do what we can. And that may mean getting a new job. That may mean cutting back on our expenses. But that comes about through prayer. And I think I would recommend you have that daily dialogue with the Lord. And reading scripture every day is critical, spending time with the Lord whenever you can in prayer. But at the same time, asking him, Lord, is there something else I'm supposed to do? I can't afford to pay my mortgage or whatever. Do I have to move? Do I have to get a job that pays more? Do I have to cut expenses? But again, we're going to go back to that. You're going to hear me say this a lot because I really believe this. If the Lord wants you to do something, he's going to tell you what it is that he wants you to do. Sometimes he just wants you to trust. And just continue to ask him, and he will guide you. He will help you. Jesus said that our Heavenly Father will provide for us. He's going to provide for our needs. Unfortunately, finances, it's one of the biggest sources of worry for so many people.
Thank you very much, Jose, for that call. We go now. Wow, we really do have a lot of calls today. 888-318-7884 is the number if you want to get in line to speak with Gary Zimek on stopping that worrying and starting living. We're going to go to Elias, I guess, in El Monte, California, listening on Immaculate Heart Radio. Elias, your question for Gary.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say that basically Pope Francis obviously gets a lot of press, and sometimes it turns into, you know, controversy, especially the way it's put out there. And I have a friend who gets, a very close friend, who gets very troubled by a lot of things. Me, personally, I like what the Pope's saying half the time, because when I dig deep, it ends up being something great. Mm-hmm. But I also find that he looks up websites. My friend looks up websites that are very troubling, you know, a twist on the church, and we're in the, you know, the, you know, so how do I, what's the best way to reach him and explain to him, hey, it's, it, God doesn't want you to worry about these things. He has a control on the church.
That's a common question, Elias. I was just talking with a friend about that today. Very, very common question. You know what helps me when I open my Bible and I look at Matthew 16, verse 18? Jesus said, "And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it." The Pope is selected by the Holy Spirit, and I figure the Holy Spirit knows what he's doing. You know, it's a matter of trusting in what Jesus said, that the Holy Father will lead the church. But yeah, there's a lot of questions about what the Pope's saying, what he's doing. A lot of times it's being misreported by the press, so we got to be careful about that and just go back to the words of Christ. St. Peter was the first Pope. St. Peter had a lot of character flaws, too, and the church has survived for 2,000 years. You know, that's the thing. Does that help at all?
Yeah, one of the things I tell him, too, is just, you know, that sometimes you got to just detox from the internet. Open up stuff that's going to freak you out, you know?
That's amen, brother.
I hadn't thought about that. Elias, thank you so much for that call. But the internet is like a worry machine.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. And, you know, Cy, if the first thing you do in the morning is pop on the internet, you're going to worry, because the world is a mess. But on the other hand, what I do each day is read the daily mass readings. And I look at the first reading, the psalm, the gospel, and man, does that soothe me. It really does. So that's what I'd recommend. You start your day with reading scripture. It's going to be a lot different than starting your day by hopping on the internet.
888-318-7884 is the number. We go to Rob in Port St. Lucie, Florida, listening on 100.1 FM. Rob, your question for Gary Zimek.
Actually, it's a question and a comment. I became a heavy worrywart about a year ago about a job that I was in, and I was praying heavily to the Lord. And just at that time, Christ Renews His Parish, CHIRP, happened to come around. And I signed up and got involved with CHIRP, and I've got to tell you that it was probably the most amazing gift that God has ever given me. I found out that I was not alone with other men or women, but with the men, I was able to quit my job because another fellow kind of went through the same thing I did months before. I found the courage to do so, and I think that was all the direction of our Lord that gave me that insight to join CHIRP. So I highly recommend CHIRP to any man or woman that is searching. I really think that helps.
Rob, I'll tell you, what you're saying there really really resonates with me. That personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's the key. And I walk with him every day. And it's not a cliche. You know, we hear that thrown around a lot. I have a personal relationship, personal friendship with Christ. Me and Jesus talk every day. I talk to him. He talks to me through scripture. That's one of the best ways he speaks to me. Makes all the difference. And I didn't have that for years. You know, that's one of the things that sometimes we as Catholics take for granted, that personal friendship with Christ. There's something we have to do to commit to that friendship. And the Lord's our friend, but are we responding? Once you get that friendship going, what's there to worry about? We're with the Lord.
888-318-7884 is that number. Do you ever share your morning routine? Like, for example, there's such a thing as an anxiety disorder, for example.
I'm glad you said that.
Maybe you should say something about that, and then I'll ask you about it.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Si. And I always like to, and I even mentioned this in the book, I am not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm a guy who has struggled with worry throughout my life. Never been diagnosed with any kind of anxiety disorder, although I probably did have it, I mean, if we're being honest. But I'm a guy who has always had a tendency to worry. And I have talked to numerous Catholic therapists and psychologists just to make sure what I'm saying is legitimate, They've all said, yeah, this is really the secret. The secret is a friendship with Christ. However, anxiety can be biological sometimes. So there are times when medication and or therapy is necessary. If you feel that you absolutely cannot stop worrying and it's affecting your life adversely and you're reading scripture, you're praying, maybe you do need to consult a therapist. That's not bad. Jesus can heal in many different ways. So, Si, I'm glad you mentioned that. There is a difference there.
Right. And sometimes we're resistant to psychologists and psychiatrists in a way that we're not resistant to, say, I don't know, an orthopedist or something.
Like, you're right. Yeah.
And I don't myself fully understand that resistance. I mean, a doctor is a doctor. And if you have a physical problem that creates that anxiety, you need help.
Yes. And don't feel bad about it. Don't think your faith is terrible because you worry. It may be something that you can't control. But I find so many people, and I get emails and phone calls, and I meet people in person all the time. So many people, when I just say, start talking to Jesus, here are my steps outlined right. in the book, they've written and said, wow, this is working. And you know, Si, I tell the Lord all the time, Lord, I'm sending people to you. You better not let me down. But he doesn't let you down.
No, he right? does not. Indeed, he does
Good
not.
Good thing.
But that's like another level of trust, is that yeah. I'm going to trust that you really are going to help people if yeah. I send them to you.
Yeah.
And he does indeed. So how about with a little bit about your routine, mm-hmm. maybe? Do you mind sharing that?
No, like not at all. Routine? And I absolutely have a morning routine. The first thing I do, I wake up and I've learned to thank the Lord for giving me another day. By nature, I am not an especially grateful person. I'm a person who likes to complain. I mean, that's my nature, so I have to watch that. I've learned to thank the Lord for a new day. I thank him for being my friend. I talk specifically to Jesus. I talk to the Holy Spirit. I talk to God the Father, and I say good morning to them all. I say good morning to the Blessed Mother and to Saint Joseph, to my guardian angel. And, you know, Si, I don't always feel like doing this, but I force myself to do this because I want to express my love for them. So I start by doing that, and I start to try to count some of my blessings. I thank God for my wife, my family, my children, my house, my job, everything that I have. And then I start to feel a little bit better. You know, I thank him for my faith. And then I, as I said, I read the daily mass readings. That's crucial. If I can get to daily mass, and most days I am able to do that, I go to daily mass. But I have a conversation. I have a long commute in the morning. I'm talking to the Lord for most of that time. I'm praying several decades of the rosary. You know, so yep. and I start to feel good, and it's not me doing it.
No,
it's not just mind over matter. It's that relationship, that encounter.
Yep. And if you want the mass readings, I don't know if you do this, but I get them emailed to me.
Oh,
every
that's
morning.
Nice.
You know who does it?
No,
the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. You can just
that's
sign
perfect.
Up there, and you just go to the usccb.org, and you go to the scripture part, and you can sign up to get the mass readings sent to your email every morning.
And that's so helpful. Yeah. And just quickly, today's gospel reading, Jesus said, John 15:5, one of my favorite verses, apart from me, you can do nothing.
Right.
Si, when I hear that, I think, yeah, you're right. I can do nothing. That's pretty good. He does, you know, but with Jesus, I can do all things. And that's what I need to remember.
Right. 888-318-7884 is the number. Michelle in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on Holy Family Radio. Michelle, it may happen that we'll have to get your question and then do the answer after the break, or maybe we can get it all in. But in any case, what is your question for Gary Zimak?
Hi, Gary.
Hi, Michelle.
I'm calling because I have an 84-year-old mother-in-law who has been a consummate worrywart and high anxiety person her whole life. But it's gotten progressively worse the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have any health issues at all to speak of. But the worry and the anxiety has been creating more friction and stress between her and my father-in-law, and then, of course, the rest of the family. Mm-hmm. And she says that she's too old to change. And I'm wondering what we can do, the family, to cope with it. How do we handle it? So that it doesn't bring more stress and worry into our lives.
Great question. Si, do we have time to take?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Maybe we better wear it. Yeah, we have time to start anyways.
Okay.
And
yep.
then I'll let you know if I have to go to break.
Just briefly, Michelle, none of us are too old to change, but I totally get what she's saying. And sometimes those of us who might not tend to worry, or those people who might not tend to worry, sometimes they'll say to people who do worry, well, you just have to stop worrying. Well, people like me, we just can't do that. I think the key is to get that friendship going with Jesus Christ. And I don't know what your mother-in-law does in terms of her spiritual life, but again, reading the daily Mass readings, going to Mass if you can't go to Mass, watching Mass on TV, something just to have that connection with the Lord. And of course, you can pray for her too. And you do all these things and eventually, and it's a process, doesn't happen overnight, things can change. I know of elderly people who have read some of my books, and I'm not just plugging my books, but they said it's helped them. So none of us are too old to change. Took me many years to finally turn to the Lord and experience peace in my life, but it can happen.
Michelle, also, maybe you'd want to check out for your mother-in-law A Warrior's Guide to the Bible. That's a good place to start with Gary's work, and then it just gets better from there. So take a look at those. Again, we're talking worry. Do you want to stop worrying and start living? Well, that's what Christ wants for you as well, and Gary Zimak is here to help you do that, help you to make that a real thing in your life. 888-318-7884 is the number. 888-318-7884. We'll be right back on Catholic Answers Live.
Catch Catholic Answers Live anytime at Catholic.com.
Summer is coming, and with it, teens, young adults, and even adult friends and family will find themselves with a lot of free time on their hands. The good news is that Catholic Answers has something to fill up that free time. Two great graphic novels that combine visual excitement and quirky humor with philosophy and theology. The Truth Is Out There and its sequel, The Big Picture, follow two heroes as they travel through time and space, discovering truths about life, God, the Church, and eventually embarking on an exciting adventure along the timeline of salvation history. These books are so appealing, we guarantee if you just leave them sitting around, someone in the household will pick them up and read, and better yet, enjoy and learn from them. The Truth Is Out There and The Big Picture are also great catechetical tools for youth ministry, college classrooms, campus outreach, high school programs, RCIA, and parish family programs, and more. The Truth Is Out There and The Big Picture are available individually or packaged together at a very special price. Get yours today by calling 1-888-291-8000, logging on to the shop at Catholic.com, or visiting a good Catholic bookstore near you. Wouldn't it be great to have a book to give to anyone to explain exactly why Catholics believe what we believe? The good news is that now there is. Why We're Catholic is the groundbreaking new resource by apologist Trent Horn. That one book you can hand to anyone as a starting point for helping them find their way into or back to the practice of the Catholic faith. Don't miss out on the most important, life-changing book to come along in years. Order your copies of Why We're Catholic today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Tomorrow morning on EWTN Radio, don't forget to join Dr. Ray Guarendi as he offers practical advice and counsel on personal, family, and professional life and the whole gamut of parenting issues, including behavior and learning problems. The Doctor Is In with Dr. Ray Guarendi airs weekdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. And after Catholic Answers Live today on EWTN Live, Jonathan Reyes discusses the upcoming Convocation of Catholic Leaders right here on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Probably neglected to mention this. I should have mentioned this. Why We're Catholic, Trent Horn's new book, is out and it's on sale at Catholic.com. You can get a single copy, Why We're Catholic, for $10. But one of the things that Trent wants to happen with this book, and I think that the Apostolate Catholic Answers also wants to happen, is that you give this book to other people because it's really, really helpful in helping people know the basics of the faith and knowing them in a way that's it's not confrontational, it's not argumentative, it's just to help somebody. Somebody doesn't know anything about being a Catholic, you can give them this book and it'll help them. And if they already do know but they're not well catechized, it will deepen that. So you can also get a case of 20 of these for $60. That's $3 a copy. And then you can give them out. You can share them with other people. Maybe ask your pastor if you can put them in the back of the parish or give them to folks as they're leaving church if they want them. But Why We're Catholic is the new book from Trent Horn, and you're going to want to get it. Just go to Catholic.com. and to the shop button there. Click the shop button and you will get it. We are here today. This hour, Stop Worrying and Start Living is our topic. That's the new book from Gary Zimak, 365 Daily Reflections. So this is a good one to start your day with, too. Like you were giving us your morning routine, yeah. Gary, but you can so you can say you just open to a page and you get a nice scripture, mm-hmm. piece of scripture, and then there's a reflection. And these are brief, so this is not right. You're not making a 2-hour commitment in the morning or something. This is a brief, and so you get the reflection, and then you get a prayer that mm-hmm. you can pray to start your day. So this is a nice one. Stop worrying and start living.
Thank you. I wanted to keep it short by design. I mean, I just wanted a brief message. And by the way, just quickly, every one of those verses I picked out sitting in adoration before our Lord. I said, all right, Lord, I got to get these verses. And by the way, it says 365. There are actually 366 verses in there.
A little bonus one.
Because we cover leap year, just in case. I don't want any worrier out there on February 29th saying, I need a verse.
888-318-7884 is the number. 888-31-TRUTH. If you'd like some help with about building up that relationship with Christ in such a way that you have the peace that perhaps you have been seeking and not finding, Stop Worrying and Start Living, the new book from Gary Zimak, 888-318-7884. 884 the number. Catholic Answers Live is the program. And let's go to, how about we go to John in Bend, Oregon, listening on 93.5 FM. John, your question for Gary Zimak.
Hello, Gary.
Hey, John.
I love the Lord. Love the Lord. I've been with the Lord for many years. Mm. I had to stop an engagement to a beautiful woman on two points. One is, I'm a disabled veteran with epilepsy, but that's well under control, you know, but there's a backstory to that. But the second thing was we have 6 children, half are over 18, but the one in question is the one who I had to back off being engaged. And I know the Lord wants me married. And I'm stressing out over how do you tell in a blended family, what would the Lord say? What's the word say of, okay, I'm engaged. You know, you're a Christian. You love the Lord. You know, okay, put God first. Then next, you put your spouse. And you don't let, you know, a blended family cause another divorce because God hates the things that cause divorce. So I'm just, I don't lean on my own understanding. I do consider it, you know, joy going through
John,
trials.
So the question for Gary is about how to what?
How does God want us to deal with blended families?
I think in general, I mean, I can't give, I don't have specific advice for you, John, in your particular case, but I think in general, this is a matter of discernment. We need to figure out how the Lord is speaking to us. And a lot of times he speaks to us through circumstances, through things that happen in our lives, through events, and it's a challenging one. I recommend you this is something you have to take to prayer and stay close to him and ask for guidance. You know, ask for his help, and especially when you don't know what to do.
Thank you, John. And I do hope that's helpful. And you mentioned earlier sitting with Christ in the Blessed Sacrament.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to me what you said about it being like the sun shining on you. Because a lot of people say, well, I don't know what to do mm-hmm. if I go sit with the Lord. But we have the wonderful thing here where we have the tabernacle, mm-hmm. you know, we have the Blessed Sacrament here at Catholic Answers. And I used to work in a diocese where that was the case. And that's when I started. And I realized over time, I'm not doing anything and things are changing in me mm-hmm. and changing in my life. Is that's your experience?
Yeah, you hit on a key point, Si. And this is, you know, when it comes to anxiety, when it comes to discernment, a lot of times we think it's all up to us. I just got to figure this out. I've got to stop worrying. Me, me, me.
Right, right.
But when we're just sitting there with the Lord, we forget that he's a real person and that he's working on the problem too. He's working at growing closer to us. And sometimes I've had that experience too. I'll sit before the Blessed Sacrament and all of a sudden I'll get an idea or I'll get a feeling or something. Or, yeah, I'm not doing anything, but yet things are happening. Well, that's because Jesus is doing his share, more than his share of the work.
Right. He actually.
But we forget that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think maybe, John, in Bend, Oregon, you could give that a try. Give Jesus an opportunity, I guess, is the way to say it. Give him an opportunity.
Because he cares. He cares. If it's stressing you out, Jesus cares about that problem. And you know what, John? I'll pray for you. And I'm sure our listeners will pray as well.
Thank you, John, for that call. We go now to Sylvia in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi.
Hi, Sylvia.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call. I'm a constant worrier. I just worry about things like constantly, and I don't have any support from my husband, and I don't know what to say to Jesus as a prayer. As I, I commute and I try to say the rosary, but just things pop in my head, and I worry, and I feel terrible because I don't really trust, and I should trust more. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to do that.
Great question. Sylvia, I'm going to share something with you. One thing that sometimes when I've been so overwhelmed with worry that I don't know what to say to Jesus, I like to gaze on the divine mercy image, looking at that picture of our Lord's divine mercy image. And the words at the bottom, Jesus, I trust in you. And I recommend you do that. Even if you don't feel it, say, Jesus, I trust in you. Or you can say, Jesus, help me to trust you more. Or another thing that I like to do is open up my Bible. I'm worried about problems. I can't stop worrying. I open up my Bible. For example, I'm looking right now at Matthew chapter 6, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. Therefore, Jesus says, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor about your body, what you shall put on. For that moment, for those few seconds that I read that, I wasn't worrying. And that's the thing. Our mind can't process two thoughts at the same. We can't think two thoughts at the same time. So just by looking at our Lord's words through sacred scripture and by praying those prayers, it takes our mind off the worry. And that's what I found. But it's something we have to do over and over constantly. Don't beat yourself up about it, Sylvia. It really is a process. Just ask the Lord, Lord, help me to stop worrying. Help me to focus on you.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. You know, you say you can't think two thoughts at one time. I often feel I can't think one thought at one time.
Good point.
I'm having trouble just getting one together.
But you know, that's a scientific fact, and I'm not too scientific, but I read that, and that's how a lot of psychologists deal with people who have anxiety disorders. They distract them. And for instance, I heard one time for people who are afraid of heights, one of the therapies is they take them up on an elevator and have them overlook people, you know, many stories up. And their technique would be, okay, now count the people. And when they're counting the people, they're not realizing that they're afraid of heights. I mean, so right. It's kind of like distracting ourselves sometimes.
Right. So right. And it has that added benefit of, like, as you said before, the Lord really is there in his word. And he really is.
Exactly. That's true. So it's not just distraction, but it's also leading into that encounter, that real encounter with Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And that seems, you know what? I'm glad you used that word encounter. That seems to be a lot of what you... That word would seem to encapsulate a lot of what you share with people. Mm-hmm. That it's the encounter with Jesus that makes the difference.
That's right. And every time we read the Bible, I hear this all the time, God never speaks to me. Every time we read the Bible, he's speaking to us through sacred scripture. So,
got to take a quick break. 888-318-7884 is the number. Stop worrying and start living is our topic today. That's also the title of the brand new book from Gary Zimak, our guest. 888-318-7884. Catholic Answers Live. We'll be right back.
Catholic Answers Live. The only thing missing from today's broadcast is you. Call now with your question.
Hello, this is Professor Steve Weidenkopf, and I'm looking forward to meeting you this September 28th to 30th at Catholic Answers' 4th Annual National Apologetics Conference here in beautiful San Diego. The theme is the reunion of all Christians, and I'll be speaking on common myths about the Protestant reformers Martin Luther and John Calvin, showing you why what they wrought was not a reform, but a revolution. Make plans now to come out and join myself and my friends apologists Mark Brumley and Devin Rose, as well as all of your favorite Catholic Answers apologists, at a conference that is sure to ignite and inform your faith. We need to reach out to our separated brethren in charity to bring them to the fullness of the truth. Be sure to join us for a lively and inspiring conference that will leave you equipped to do just that. Be sure to sign up early and take advantage of early bird pricing. Visit CatholicAnswersConference.com or call 1-888-291-8000 today to register.
St. Paul's street evangelization isn't like other evangelism you might have seen on the streets. We don't yell, and we don't force anyone to pay attention to us. Instead, St. Paul's street evangelization is committed to presenting a positive, passionately Catholic presence to a world hungry for truth. For more information, or to start a chapter of your own, go to www.streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com. It's time to do our part.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In John 15, Jesus said to his disciples, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, he prunes so that it will bear more fruit. Remain in me, as I remain in you. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." To remain in him is to be open to whatever he sends our way. It is, in fact, to be pruned so that we can bear more fruit. But it is not easy to be pruned. It is not easy to deny ourselves until we look at him on the cross. Responding to his love for us is the motivation that gives us the courage to die and the strength to live. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Thank you again for being with us here on Catholic Answers Live. We're coming up to the end of our last segment. No, well, we're starting our last segment. We have one segment to go, and so I'm going to go through calls relatively quickly to make sure I get as many people through to Gary Zimak as I can. Gary's new book, Stop Worrying and Start Living, and it falls in a long line of books that are very helpful to worriers, A Worrier's Guide to the Bible, From Fear to Faith, and one I didn't mention before, Faith, Hope, and Clarity. So when folks are looking for because that gives us a lot of anxiety.
It does.
We don't have, so that you can take a look at the book Faith, Hope, and Clarity. Let's see. Let's go to Sarah in Mansfield, Ohio, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Sarah, your question for Gary.
Hi. So recently, I probably only started learning about the Catholic faith maybe about 3 years ago. I've been Catholic all my life, but I've really started learning about it about 3 years ago. I first started out learning things because I was having conversations with somebody that was Protestant, and it was easy then because it was just the basics. But now I'm having a conversation with somebody that's part of the State of a Conscience group, and he's throwing out things like canon law and dates, and there's just a lot to the Catholic faith that I didn't really know of, and so I'm having a lot of trouble kind of finding, at least with myself, a happy medium on when I can say that I am like a well-studied Catholic, because I feel like Protestants don't really have that problem. Once you know the Bible, you know it. And
all right, Sarah,
it kind of seems to never end.
Let's let Gary Zimak take a whack at that one.
Sarah, that is a common problem. You need to relax. You're doing great. That's the thing. Sometimes we, and again, this is a common problem, one that I've struggled with. We all know those people who know so much more than we do. There's always somebody that's going to know more about the faith than we do. Jesus wants to have a personal relationship with you. And sometimes you just have to back up and say, "Lord, I don't get all these concepts. Just let me learn a little bit more about my faith. Let me dwell on your love." And you are doing a great job. The very fact that you care about wanting to learn more about your Catholic faith is going to make Jesus very happy.
Thank you very much for that, Sarah. Again, moving quickly now because we're coming up to the top of the hour. Alicia in Dallas, Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Your question for Gary Zimak.
Yes, I was actually calling on behalf of, myself and my fiance. He's actually always worried about me leaving him only because he has a history of most of his family members leaving him from the past, like his mom started doing bad and she left him, and then his grandma raised him, and then after a while she had a, you know, she couldn't raise him anymore because she was getting older, so she had to leave him with his mom again. And so just back and forth everywhere, like a lot of his family members leaving him. So how do I reassure him, like, that I'm not going anywhere? Like, what would be a good way?
Very good question. Very good question, Alicia. This is a problem that a lot of people have. Essentially, what's happening is he is worried possibly about things that have happened in the past. The past was the past. You have to just reassure him, no, I'm not going to leave you. And it's just a matter of learning to live in the present moment. That is a huge problem for those of us who tend to be anxious. Live in the present moment. The past is the past. The devil wants you to dwell on the past, and he wants you to worry about the future. God wants you in the present moment. It's challenging, though.
Yeah.
Right side, but one day at a time, and focus as best as you can on the present.
Alicia, do you think that will help him?
Yes, very much so. Thank you.
Oh, very good. Very glad you called. Thank you very much, Alicia, for that call. We go now to Jennifer in Algonquin, Illinois, listening to EWTN on WSFI. Jennifer, your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, Jennifer.
So my question is with anxiety and discernment. For me personally, I'm trying to discern a vocation, and every single person in my life is very much more on the secular side or even anti-Catholic specifically. So every voice in my life is saying, no, don't do that. But there's also a part of me that's like, well, what if? So how do you move through the fear to actually discern what God really wants you to do?
Good question. And this is something that even though I'm married, I have a family, I 5 years ago made the decision to go into full-time ministry. So this is a constant question for me. Lord, do you really want me to keep doing this? Because it gets challenging financially sometimes. So I'm very familiar with this whole idea of, Lord, what do you want me to do? One thing I would recommend, and I have a lot of details in my book, Faith, Hope, and Clarity, that really grew out of my own discernment. I would say stay close to the Lord. Keep asking him, Lord, do you want me to do this? What do you want me to do? You can always go through the spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola. There's some books written that simplify the spiritual exercises, which were written in order to help people discern vocations. And then oftentimes the Lord, after we've discerned, we think, well, this is what I should do. He wants us to try things and then pay attention to circumstances. I thought I was called to be a permanent deacon one time. Nothing worked out at all for me in that regard. So now looking back, I don't think it was the Lord's will for me. But I would say stay with him, keep asking him. And then if you get an inspiration, try it and see what happens. Mother Angelica was big on that. If she got an idea, she ran with it. And she said, if it's from the Lord, it'll work. If not, it'll fall apart. Hope that helps.
Thank you very much, Alicia, and God bless you in your Jennifer, I apologize, in your discernment. We go now to Ryan in Columbus, Ohio, listening on St. Gabriel Radio. Ryan, your question for Gary Zimak. No? Ryan? Oh, I guess we lost Ryan there. Michelle in York, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio 102.7 FM. Michelle, your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. And I just want to say, hi, Gary.
Hi,
I had
Michelle.
The pleasure and honor of introducing you when you came to speak at McCool Junction at our church. So anyway,
oh, yes.
Great to talk to you again.
Good anyway, to talk to you.
I have a special person in my life who is sort of a hypochondriac. They're very concerned about a certain pain that they're having, and they've gone to several doctors. Everyone says nothing's wrong, lots and lots of tests, and it's really taking a toll on their family. And I was just wondering what one of your resources maybe I could provide to him that would help, or what would you recommend?
Well, first of all, Michelle, I want to say the last time I was at McCool Junction, it was 10 degrees below zero. Has it warmed up a little since then?
It is warm. It is.
All right. That's much better. Hey, I want to say, first of all, it's great to hear from you again. But, you know, in all my books, I make it clear I've always suffered with being a hypochondriac. That's my weakness. I had every disease imaginable, at least in my mind. And really, I didn't have any of them, as it turned out. The way I have been able to combat this is, again, I sound like I'm saying the same thing over and over, but it really is true. The more I have gotten to know Jesus, the more I have been able to read in Scripture, to read his promises, to read about how much he loves me, about how much my Heavenly Father cares about me, the less I am concerned with death. I guess that was my big fear. I was afraid to die, and the fear led to being a hypochondriac. I was afraid of all these different diseases. The personal relationship with Christ, getting to know him better, has taken away that fear of dying, and accepting whatever his will is for my life, That's gotten better. So that's what I would say. I mean, it really boils down to getting to know Jesus. And that has worked tremendously for me. I still have that tendency, especially with my family. If they get an illness, I start to think fatally initially. Then I have to catch myself and go back to the relationship with Jesus. But that works for me.
Thank you very much for that call. I forgot to mention, we have lots of folks who watch us on Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Periscope. Sometimes they'll type in a question.
Yes.
And I try to get to those when I can. And Debbie from Facebook, do you have any material, she asks, available for teens or have suggestions for a good resource? She has a 14-year-old daughter who worries constantly, and at times she's paralyzed with worry.
Yeah, I've lived it. I started when I was about 7. Debbie, I've gotten that question a lot. All of my books have been read and appreciated by teenagers. So I'd recommend any of my books, Stop Worrying and Start Living, and From Fear to Faith, Step-by-Step Approach, and A Warrior's Guide to the Bible. I write in a very simple style, and many teenagers have used them and found relief.
I wonder if you – and we can't have a conversation with Debbie because, of course, she typed that question in. But yeah. Do you it seems to me that maybe with all the electronics and all that, there's more worry with teenagers.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I worried a lot as a teenager. I mean, it was just – it's part of being a teenager.
Right.
But it seems to me today that did they get enough likes on Facebook, or does somebody something mean? All that.
Very true. Plus, there's a lot of pressure on kids to achieve, more so than when I was growing up. And it's hard. Kids are – you know, they're called to do so many things, you know, and there's a lot of pressure on them nowadays.
But let's go to Carissa in St. Paul, Minnesota. Carissa, you are on with Gary Zimak. What's your question?
Hi, I actually wanted to ask Gary what his thoughts were with children with worry and how to try to combat that. My 5-year-old seems to have kind of the similar adult thoughts that you're having, like, she consistently thinks that mom's going to die when she leaves. Just very morbid thoughts. And no matter what I do in trying to talk to her about Jesus and Jesus will take care of me, whether it's here or in heaven, she's just not taking that information in, I guess. So just what your thoughts are on trying to explain that to her.
I can very much relate to that because I had those same thoughts about my parents dying when I was young and they were healthy. But, you know, for some reason, I thought they were going to die, and I struggled with that. What I would say, and having my own children who have had these same issues, I think the one thing to remember is to try to be patient and just keep reassuring them. Jesus loves you. Your Heavenly Father loves you, you know, and He only wants what's best for you, and to try to just maybe reiterate some of the words of Jesus about do not be anxious about tomorrow, and just over time that, you know, the Lord's word will bear fruit, but it really is a process. It's a constant process. And even as an adult, I still every day have to remind myself of these facts, but it's a challenge, but something you want to keep continually reminding your child of, and also let your child know that you trust the Lord and that you're praying. And if they're worried, say, let's pray together. Sometimes I'll do that with my kids. Let's say a quick prayer. And that seems to work. Hope that helps.
That's great. Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Carissa. Another questioner asks about our image of God.
Oh.
I wonder if you have something to say about that, we might have an image of God that would generate anxiety and worry in us.
Yeah, you know what? I should remember I'm reading a book right now about this. Father Spitzer has an excellent book out about suffering, and he talks about he goes into this in detail. So funny that this came up, and he talks about every time Jesus talked about his Father, it's always in a loving way, and yet there are different images of our Heavenly Father. Sometimes people are afraid of him. They think he's a tyrant. They think he's disinterested. But yet our Heavenly Father really loves us. And if we really key in on the words of Jesus Christ and the way he described his Father and all of the merciful attributes of our Heavenly Father, you realize that he loves you. And if he loves you, then he's not going to want anything to happen in your life that cannot help you in some way.
Is it, you know, I have the book on my desk.
It's an excellent book.
And I couldn't remember the name
book.
Of it, so I looked it up. It's The Light Shines On in Darkness.
Yes.
That's
and
the one.
And he talks about several erroneous images of the Heavenly Father.
Gary Zimek, thanks so much for being with us
It
today.
Was my pleasure, Cy. Thank you, brother.
It was a real, real pleasure. And it was great to have you in studio, too. That's kind of fun to have you here in studio.
I loved it.
Stop worrying, start living. Oh, excuse me. Stop worrying and start living. 365 daily reflections. There's actually 356. This is the new book by Gary Zimek. The publisher is, you got to tell me, is it Beacon?
Beacon.
So you can find it anywhere the books are sold, I'm sure. Stop worrying and start living. Tomorrow on Catholic Answers Live, open forum. 2 hours of open forum. Any question you've got on the life, faith, history of the Catholic Church, those questions are welcome. We'll see you then on Catholic Answers Live.